Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Food is not the most common reference in song lyrics, but it does keep showing up, often in odd and unpredictable ways. You never know what spinach or salami will amount to in a popular song.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
I can imagine a couple snuggling in a dim booth in the back of a restaurant as the food grows cold. I can imagine lovers celebrating with food and wine. But songs about food are less common, you might think, maybe because they don't seem to have a lot to do with love. The first of what follows is an attempt to solve a problem with chewing gum, while the second describes what it's like at the dinner table when father eats his soup. From 1924, Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, Does the Spearmint Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight? And from 1913, Eddie Morton, Noodle Soup Rag.
On the go, I give a lot of dough. If someone here would tell me, is it yes or is it no? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
If you chew it in the morning, will it be too hard to bite?
Can't you see I'm going crazy? Won't somebody put me right?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
The nation rose as one and sent its favorite son to the White House, this mighty country's lighthouse. He saw the president. He said that I've been sent to solve the burning question that involves the continent. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Would you use it on your collar when your button's not in sight?
Put your hand beneath your seat and you will find it there all right.
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
If your teacher tells you not to chew it, swallow it for spite.
Could you grab it with your tonsils and then swing it left and right?
Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Just the kind that mother makes, it sure is some prize winner. Then we all stand round the table while father gives his blessing. It's bound to keep you guessing when father takes the dipper and finds the baby slipper in the bottom of the pot. What is true is true. We all sit up and sup. How we all would sit and listen when father ate his soup. That's the noodle soup rag. Father, don't forget your manners. Ain't you's got no bringings up? How the old folks would enjoy it. They would sit all night and listen, and the fun would never lag. And we all would sit and listen when father ate his soup. That's the noodle soup rag. We had had company for dinner. They were friends of Sister Carrie's. There was Uncle Joe and old Aunt Kate and dear old Cousin Harry. They had just came from the country. They had never seen the city. It really was a pity. They had no table manners. They used their forks for hammers and their knives for eating peas. Oh, please, tis well, it sounded like a bell. How we all would sit and listen when Father ate his soup. That's the noodle soup rag. Father, don't forget your manners. Ain't you's got no bringings up? How the old folks would enjoy it. They would sit all night and listen, and the fun would never lag. And we all would sit to listen when Father ate his soup. That's the noodle soup rag.
Jones and Hare with Ernest Breuer, Billy Rose, and Marty Blooms, Does the Spearmint Lose Its Flavor? And Eddie Morton with his own noodle soup rag. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Lovers don't spend a great deal of time pondering delectable cuisine, at least not in songs. They might be together for breakfast or dinner or a midnight snack, but food songs are among the few that often aren't love songs. Perhaps a song of memory, a conjuring up of another time and place. Perhaps someone alone and lonely and stuck in a motel remembering better days. It's a delicious memory as Faith Prince sings Sweet Kentucky Ham.
It's 6 p.m. supper time in South Bend, Indiana. And you figure what the hell you can eat in your hotel. So you order up room service on the phone. And you watch the local news and dine alone. You gotta take what little pleasures you can find when you sweet Kentucky ham on your mind, nothing but sweet Kentucky ham on your mind. It's 10 p.m., they're rolling up the sidewalks in Milwaukee, and the only place to eat is just across the street. So you sit there with your bowl of navy bean, and you turn the pages of your magazine, and you feel you wanna quit while you're behind, 'cause you've got sweet Kentucky ham on your mind. On your mind, nothing but sweet Kentucky ham. And you feel like you're forever on the phone. 10:30, let it ring. Dial again, same damn thing. And you're really getting hungry for some talk. Grab a shower, take a walk. It's 1 a.m., they're serving up last call in Cincinnati. But it's still a nighttime town if you know your way around. And despite yourself, you find you're wide awake. And you're staring at your scrambled eggs and steak. And you must admit your heart's about to break when you think of what you left behind. And you've got sweet Kentucky ham on your mind, nothing but sweet. Kentucky ham on your mind.
Faith Prince with Dave Frischberg's Sweet Kentucky Ham. That song was about eating alone. But these are about eating in rooms filled with people. The first dates back to a rent party in Harlem in the 1930s. You make your way to an apartment where everyone fills up on corn liquor and struts their stuff until the wagon arrives to haul them off to jail. But it's a blast until the cops arrive. In a more demure setting, a club lady describes today's luncheon to what might be the delight of her audience. Bessie Smith, give me a pig foot and a bottle of beer, and Joan Morris with William Bolcom, lime jello.
You'll all find heaven sent. It's my lime jello marshmallow cottage cheese surprise. with slices of pimento. You won't believe your eyes. All topped with a pineapple ring and a dash of mayonnaise. My vanilla wafers round the edge will win your highest praise. And Mrs. Jones is making scones that are filled with peanut mousse, to be followed by a chicken mold that's made in the shape of a goose. For ladies who must watch those pounds, we found a special dish. Strawberry ice enshrined in rice with bits of tuna fish. And my lime jello marshmallow cottage cheese surprise. Truly a creation that description defies. Will go so well with Mrs. Bell's creation of the week. Shrimp salad topped with chocolate sauce and garnished with a leek. And Mrs. Perkins' walnut loaf that's crowned with melted cheese was such a hit last culture night, we ask no seconds, please. Now you must try her hot dog pie with candied mushroom slices. Those ladies who resigned last year, they just don't know what nice is. And my lime jello marshmallow cottage cheese surprise. I did not steal that recipe. It's lies, I tell you, lies. A grand award, a picture hat, and a salmon sequined gown for any girl who tries each dish and keeps a whole lunch down. I'm sure you all are waiting for the biggest news dessert. We've thought of things in molds and rings your diet to subvert. You must try a chocolate layer cake on a peanut brittle base with slices of bananas that make a funny face. Around the edges, peppermints just swimming in peach custard with lovely little curlicues of lovely yellow mustard. If all this is too much for you, permit me to advise. More lime jello, marshmallow, cottage cheese, surprise! I've made heaps!
From 1933, Bessie Smith with Wesley Wilson and Coot Grant's Gimme a Pig Foot and a Bottle of Beer, and Joan Morris with William Bolcom's Lime Jello. You probably won't find a pig foot and a tuna fish surprise on the same table. Restaurants vary by time and place and fad. Early in the 20th century, it was ragtime, and syncopation was everywhere, and I mean everywhere. In 1912, it was a perfect way to define a new restaurant. Marnie Nixon with Jerome Kern and Paul West's Ragtime Restaurant.
Signs and letters gay that knew
Marnie Nixon with Ragtime Restaurant. I'm not sure what a ragtime restaurant serves its customers. I know a lot more about a diner. If you happen not to, and you're open to being educated, you need to follow old Highway 57 to Grand Old Opry Country, where the sisters Retta and Prudy Cup will introduce you to their homemade delights. Pun intended. Cass Morgan and Deborah Monk, The Menu Song.
Good food.
From the 1982 score to Pump Boys and Dinettes, Cass Morgan and Deborah Monk, The Menu Song. Back to the city, New York City, where most of the songwriters lived and worked. The same was true of Broadway audiences. These were the years when tourists went to the Broadway theater, but their presence didn't define it. You write a song about a deli, and nearly everybody gets it. From George Gershwin and B.G. DeSilva's 1925 score to Tell Me More, David Garrison in Sardinia, and from Hank Beebe and Bill Hayer's 1975 score to Tuscaloosa's Calling Me, Patty Perkins, Delicatessen.
Not many miles from Armenia lies my estate in Sardinia. Country so quaintly surviving might have been painted by Ivan.
We'll have to take it from you.
Tourists'll pass, will be charmed by a castle with plenty of gilt on the dome. That's where I collect, and later I frolicked, for that was my ancestral home. Close by a river whose name is long and as wide as its fame is.
Tell us the name of it, too.
In Sardinia, on the delicatessen, that river way back home, where the breezes are spicy and balmy. You can stroll through the fields of salami All the folks there in their mayonnaise dressing are free of earthly woes. Oh, to live and to die while the herrings swim by where the delicatessen flows. If on my breeding I'm touchy, I'm from the old Sipkin Duchy.
Gee, but you've got it down pat.
I from the Bourbons descended, sprang from a line that was splendid.
Sounds like a keep that grow bat.
If I should speak of the titles we reek of, I'm sure you'd accuse me of swank. Dukes and marquises, we're quite the big cheeses. There's no family there quite so rank. So troubles here never down me, for there they are waiting to crown me.
We are in favor of that.
In Sardinia, on the delicatessen, that river way back home, though with Shakespeare the folks aren't taken, they are certainly mad about bacon. There's no interest, as you'll probably guess, in cafes or radios, for the country's not dry and the bread's full of rye where the delicatessen flows. Why, dear, what's the matter?
I'm in love.
Well, I wouldn't cry over it.
Yes, but I'm in love with two boys.
Oh, you're in the wholesale business.
I don't know which one to marry. You see, one is rich and the other is poor. Which one would you marry?
Well, you know the old adage.
What?
Marry the rich and be good to the poor. In Sardinia, on the delicatessen, that river
way back home,
we know.
All the sporting events there are tony, such as trapping the vicious baloney. With no business for a person to mess in, all day there people doze. You can loaf all you wish, catching gefilte fish, where the delicatessen flows. Why are you crying?
I'm crying because I'm just a poor working girl.
Well, if I were you, I wouldn't cry over that. 75% of the girls in this country are working girls.
Well, what are the other 25% doing?
Oh, they're working men. In Sardinia, on the delicatessen, that river way back home, any man is a prince among princes who can corner the market in blinces. All is peaceful, there's no subway to lessen the quiet and repose. That's where friendship abounds, on the old coffee grounds, where the delicatessen flows.
What do I miss most when I leave Manhattan? The Bowery, no. The bridges, no. Do you think I miss what the Yankees are batting? Heavens, no. Not last year, no. I'll relieve you of the task of second guessing. What I miss most when New York's not my host is delicatessen. The difference between New York and Schenectady's the latter appears such a wreck to me. The bagels and lox come from out of a box. I miss New York delicatessen. The difference between New York and Memphis is a matter of such simple emphasis. In Memphis, the corned beef is really deformed beef. I miss New York delicatessen. Have you ever had matzo ball soup on the loop? Its taste is both foul and acidic. Go try chicken liver beyond the Hudson River. It's absolutely anti-Semitic. The difference between New York and Frisco but they cook them in Crisco. And the rolls, white and rye bread, are moldy and rye bread. I miss New York delicatessen. Here's a ballad to potato salad. I want my mommy and her pastrami. That died in Burma. The difference between New York and Albuquerque is the crimes they commit on simple turkey, and the source of their balonies is dogs or maybe ponies. I miss New York delicatessen. Have you tried Dayton's cold cuts? They're old cuts. There's nothing on that plate remotely young. I say take back pastrami, make a shoe of the salami, and in heaven's name, sir, hold your tongue. The difference between New York and Boston is that Boston is a nice place to get lost in, but don't try a celery tonic unless you need a high colonic. I miss New York delicatessen. I'd crawl up a mountain 10 miles high for just one order of matzo pie. Morris Munger.
David Garrison in Sardinia and Patty Perkins, Delicatessen. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Thousands of restaurants lay out a spread for whoever walks through the door. During the Depression, people got by on the simple food at the automat, and others down on their luck could nurse a cup of coffee and stay warm. Of course, the Vanderbilts and the Astors may just have eaten there, too. The ensemble of Irving Berlin's 1932 show Face the Music with Lunching at the Automat.
Obviously, the thing to do is to float a new bond issue. Ah, good morning, Jim. Are Mr. Astor and Mr. Vanderbilt here?
Yes, sir. They're at the table to the left of the cottage cheese.
I thought I just couldn't live without Bergdorf Goodman. I got this for $12.50 at Klein's.
I got a finger wave at Macy's for 35 cents.
Ah, Mr. Kendall. Right between the stewed tripe and the liver and onions.
Sweet, but the blue bloods have to eat, so the best of families meet at the automat. While the panic's on, if you look for Autocon, you will find that Auto's gone to the automat.
A Whitney with a pickle is not very swell,
but pickles for a nickel are cheap, so what the hell?
Times are on the frisk, so they all have left the risk, and the social column sits in the automat.
punch at the automat, and you'll find that it's become high hat. You'll see members of society.
Mrs. Belmont passing by, putting mustard on a Swiss on rye.
Every day with a tray in hand, you can see those high-toned babies stand in line. Take a look at Mrs. Ryan,
pushing Mrs. Randolph, her saying, that's my place, I got here first.
The Goos and Biddles and the Rockefellers too.
The Face the Music Ensemble with Irving Berlin's Lunching at the Automat. Find the right neighborhood in New York, the Upper East Side in the mid-70s, say, and you're surrounded by restaurants serving every kind of food imaginable. From a joint to haute cuisine, from another take on a deli to that lady's bastion of respectability and gentility. Robert Morse, Patty Carr, and Arthur Rubin, Bolero on Rye, and Helen Gallagher, Schrafts.
May I suggest, how about lunch tomorrow?
Lunch tomorrow?
Yes, at the Hebrew National Delicatessen.
Well, all right.
All right. A date with Miss B, an older woman. A date with Miss B, I mean, who knows? Anything could happen. I mean, anything could happen. They say with older women, anything goes.
Stuffed kishka.
One kishka.
Schmaltz herring.
One herring.
A lean pastrami.
A Swiss and salami.
Swiss and salami.
A cup of beet borscht.
Chicken soup with matzo balls.
Matzo balls.
A side of lox.
Gefilte fish.
A cheese palin.
A liver knish.
One second, one second. Borscht, matzo balls, gefilte fish. Okay.
Some coleslaw,
hot peppers,
peppers,
a sour pickle,
a
nickel, a schnickle,
a small piece of strudel,
the same for me,
a celery tonic,
a lemon tea. Just one other thing.
I'll have him.
I'll have her.
In his shoes when he hears I'm on the loose in Maine. Oh, I visited Bengal and the Radio City Music Hall. There's a Swami that I met in the temples of Tibet who is looking for me yet in vain. Many's the marvelous sight I've seen. Many's the fabulous place I've been. But none can compare with the joy so rare when I'm sitting there with a bill of fare. In Shreff's, there is a tingle in the name. Shreff's, where all the dishes taste the same. Your heart will sing, your soul will feel exalted, ordering a double frosted chocolate malted Shreff's, where you can eat right off the floor. Shreff's, and you'll enjoy it even more. The spoons are clean, there's magic in the Ovaltine. And Shreff's, 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 there's a hostess to greet you, and a hostess to seat you, and a hostess who's giving the commands. There's a girl who brings the water, and a girl who takes your order, and a girl who don't do nothing, she just stands. Then comes the moment when you feel gay as any bride. You open up the menu, and God Almighty, the things inside. Asparagus tips with butterscotch syrup, surrounded by sardines. Hard-boiled egg with maraschino cherries in monogram tureens. Cream of wheat with pistachio nuts. Chili con carne with marshmallow sauce. Then for dessert, a mocha coconut deep dish custard pie with Russian dressing, of course. Shreff's, where all the help are so well bred. Shreff's, you should be serving them instead. The waitress there will throw you in the gutter if you dare request a second patter of butter. Shreff's, the full course dinner I avoid. Shreff's would fill up any humming void. You can eat all night, it won't affect your appetite. In Shreff's, 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 Shreff's.
From Stan Daniels' score to So Long 174th Street, Robert Morris, Paddy Carr, and Arthur Rubin, Bolero on Rye, and from Richard Lewine and Arnold Horwitz's score to Make My Manhattan, Helen Gallagher, Shreff's. All this time and not a single word about love. That's about to change. This song starts out sounding negative, a complaint about a love affair that's winding down. But you need to keep listening. At every opportunity, it turns itself around, and it relies on nothing but food to get itself there. This is Avelita Guess with You're Not the Only Oyster in the Stew.
Got a nice feel to it. The song, too. You're not the only oyster in the stew. You're not the only tea leaf in the tea. However, I'm convinced, completely and fully and firmly convinced, that you're the only one for me. You're not the only wrinkle on the prune. No, you're not. You're not the only apple on the tree. It's still and all a fact, a perfectly logical, positive fact, that you're the only one for me. Here I come. You're so well supplied with the very things I seek. Your smile is refreshing, your kisses are unique. When you're around, I'm susceptible and weak. I love you, so to speak. There's 7 million people in New York, and I've only met the men, and 50 million Frenchmen in Paris, Chateaubriand, not to mention such as English, Irish, Italian, Dutch, but you're the only one for me. Oh, ah. These are my girls. Ooh. Ooh.
oyster in the stew.
That's Jeannie.
You're not the only tuna in the sea.
And that there's Flora.
But honey, you're the best. Believe me, it's true.
Cause they've had all the rest.
But you're the only one for me.
Yeah! Go make friends, ladies.
Buy a girl a drink.
Oh, she's got it now.
You're not the only berry on the bush. You're not the only golf ball on the tee. However, I'm convinced, completely, fully, firmly convinced that you're the only one for me.
You're so debonair. You're so charming and so sweet. Your lips are too tempting. Your dimples can't be beat. Your ears, your eyes, your nose, your chin. I even love your feet. Somebody open a window, cause I can't take the heat.
There's 7 million people in New York and 50 million Frenchmen in Paris.
And not to mention such
as English,
Irish,
Italian,
Dutch. But you're the only one for me.
I'm a one-man woman now.
You're the only one for me.
Just one man.
You're the only one.
At a time.
For me. You're the only one. For me.
Have a lead at guess with Harold Spina and Johnny Burks. You're not the only oyster in the stew. Setting and situation and a couple of lovers to top it off. Something to eat, some place to sit, and a choice between a football game surrounded by thousands or a cozy corner for two. Gertrude Lawrence and Jack Buchanan, a cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you, and Gene Cardos Orchestra, a hot dog, a blanket, and you.
In the movie plays of nowadays, a romance always must begin in June. Tales in magazines have all their scenes of love laid in a garden neath the moon. But I don't miss that kind of bliss. All I want is this. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you, a cozy corner, a table or two, a half an hour to cuddle and coo, with lots of hugging and kissing in view. I don't need music, laughter and wine. Whenever your eyes gaze into mine, the things I long for are simple and few. Just a cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you.
If it is because you can't afford more sandwiches and coffee, we will share. But if it's to help you save and hoard more, I can plainly see how much you care. Now if I were you, flirting with me, my advice would be, I've got I'm reckless, but you are.
it in last year's raccoon. I just bought a pair of seats for the game. I've got a date to meet the girlfriend. Oh boy, I feel proud. I want to holler out loud. Hear that grandstand cheering. Oh boy, my skies are clearing. With a hot dog, a blanket, and you. There's our team in action. Now I'll get satisfaction from a hot dog, a blanket, and you. Gee, what a sight, oh, what a fight. Look at the fullback go. Boy, what a play, he'll get away. Hold that tiger. Gee, I'm feeling silly. Please pass the pick-a-lily with a hot dog, a blanket, and you.
We are the boys of the Institute. We are not rough, we are not tough, but we are determined.
What kind of a school do you think that we've got? If I had my way, you'd be put on the spot. Now, here is a cheer that has plenty heart, so give him everything you've got.
Ike, Moses, Jake, and Sam. We are the boys that don't need hands. Make for one for swimming in a tank. We got the money, but we keep it in the bank.
The only way to make us cheer is give us back our pre-war beer.
Gertrude Lawrence and Jack Buchanan with Joe Meyer, Al Duman, and Billy Rose's 1926, A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You, and Gene Cardos Orchestra with J. Fred Coots and Charles Newman's 1931, A Hot Dog, A Blanket, and You. To end the hour, here's a few minutes of unbridled nonsense. Irving Berlin borrowed his title from the caption to a New Yorker cartoon. I say it's spinach, and I say to hell with it. But he finds a way to turn it into a love song. Jeffrey Denman and Meredith Patterson, I Say It's Spinach.
We must keep smiling and play the game while life keeps hurrying on.
For there was trouble before we came. 'Twill be here after we're gone. So we'll just have to
to snap our fingers and care. Long as there's you, long as there's me, long as the best things in life are free, I say it's spinach and the hell with it, the hell with it, that's all. Long as I'm yours, long as you're mine, long as there's love and a moon to shine, I say it's spinach and the hell with it, the hell with it, that's all. There must be rain to pitter-patter.
Things don't come on a silver platter.
What does it matter? Long as there's you, long as there's me, long as the best things in life are free, I say it's spinach and the hell with it, the hell with it, that's all.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Denman and Meredith Patterson, I say it's spinach. It turns out there are more food songs than I originally thought, for heading out on the town, for eating in restaurants, and even for falling in love. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.